In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what Jesus had done began to believe in him. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about the resurrection of Lazarus. So, you know, when Jesus called forth Lazarus from the tomb after Lazarus had been dead for 4 days and restored him to life, many began to believe in Jesus. But here's the interesting thing. Some of them didn't. Some of them went to the Pharisees. Or, now this is also a possibility, they believed, but they wanted the Pharisees to believe too. And so they said, oh, look, the Messiah is here. He just raised someone from the dead. And an interesting thing is that later on, the Pharisees not only tried to kill Jesus, and they succeeded, but they also tried to kill Lazarus too. Oh, there's this guy who's risen from the dead, and the people are believing in Jesus because of him. What's our solution? Kill him. You just gotta wonder. And so the chief priests and the Pharisees convened the Sanhedrin on how to deal with Jesus. Now, what did they fear? They feared what they expected the Messiah to be. That enough people would come to believe in him, and because of this, they would proclaim him king. And he would gather an army, and there would be a battle with the Romans, and guess what? The Jewish people would lose. And because they lost, the Jewish country would be destroyed, and the people would be either killed or enslaved or scattered. And this is, in fact, exactly what happened with the Jewish rebellion in the year 70. When Jerusalem and the temple were destroyed. They were expecting the wrong kind of Messiah. They were expecting a military Messiah. That's not the kind of Messiah that Jesus would be. Jesus, in fact, would die for our sins. And so Caiaphas, who was the high priest, said, let's just kill this guy because it's better that he dies rather than everyone else die. And inadvertently, he prophesied, because not in the way that Caiaphas intended, but in a marvelous way that God intended, Jesus would in fact die for the nation, and not for just for the nation, but for all. Jesus would lay down his life to defeat the world, the flesh, and the devil, and death itself, so that the promised land of heaven could be opened to all of us. It's amazing how that, you know, Caiaphas, because he was the high priest, could say this. And, you know, we need to remember that even though some in offices, even in the offices of the New Covenant, may not be the very best, they still exercise and have the power of those offices. And so now we have the stage set for our Lord going up to Jerusalem, where he would be handed over to wicked men, and he would suffer, and he would die, and he would be raised from the dead, what we will celebrate this next week during Holy Week. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.